Hello, Bonnie.
Hello.
There we go. Sound a lot better.
Oh, good. Yeah. Sorry. I don't know why my WhatsApp doesn't ring. I just have to actually open the app.
Hey, I'm good now. If you want to go, let's just start the podcast.
Let's do it.
Bonnie, thank you so much for just calling in. I don't want to eat up too much of your time. I know we're in the middle of
All I have is time. It's fine.
But speaking of the pandemic, how are you guys doing?
You know, we're doing really well. We have a lot of space. We have a house with a really big backyard, so we've been doing a lot of yard work, and you know, we can move around. You know, a lot of people I know in New York have very small spaces. I feel bad for them. You know, it's much harder, I think, than where we are.
And one thing about this pandemic, I got a chance to, I guess, ingest a lot of content lately, and that's where I sent you that email. I listened to Bird Calls, and I love it. Just to be quite honest, normally when I do interviews, I usually have a set of questions, but I have been a fan of yours and Rich since the early ONA days.
Those fans are still around, man. It's like, that's like an era that people, I don't know. It's like a cult.
It really is, because it's like you were a part of this moment in history, a part of this club, where it's just like, I like stuff like Whack Bag. I hear now, and you know, and that gotta be what, going on 20, 25 years old.
I first did ONA 15 years ago, I think. So I don't know how long it was around before that. But yeah, because when I got to New York, because I was in LA, and when I got to New York, I didn't know who ONA was even. I was just like, oh, radio. I didn't think that highly of it, you know? And then Rich started bringing me into the radio with him. And yeah, it was kind of crazy how like rabid those fans were.
And I was right with them. I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
Now,
I mean, people still try to drum up, you know, drama from those days and stuff. It's pretty fascinating.
I mean, you really can't. It was just, you were there, you loved it, good, bad, or indifferent, and you just kind of moved on. But that was my whole point for saying that. I've been a fan of yours since then, and I listened to My Wife Hates Me and your podcast with Rich Voss. And the deal is, normally I have like set questions, but when you're a fan, you are like in this rarefied air, because I already know the answers because I have been listening the entire time.
You probably know them better than I do.
But one good thing about, I guess I got a chance to listen to Bird Calls during this pandemic, and it was a great break. And you are still one of the quickest, sharp-witted comics that I've grown to know and love. And I'm curious, what made you want to put it out now?
Well, I've never put an album out, and I've made a lot of albums. I'm just one of those people that's always like, oh, it's not quite right, it's not good enough, you know. And this company, Howl and Roar, approached me and said, you know, you should make an album. And I was like, eh, I've tried before and I just never do it. And for some reason, I guess because I had a company doing it, I just followed through for the first time ever. And you know, I filmed it in January, and then we had, you know, made the date for it to come out March 20th. Of course, we didn't know what was coming. And then there was some talk of like, should we still release it? It seemed weird to be promoting something during a pandemic, but you know, the date was there already. So it was like, okay, people need something to listen to, I guess.
No, realistically, we do, because I mean, I'm doing stuff. I'm here with my wife and my son, and I'm trying my best to still be a good, loving husband and father. But I gotta be honest, they're getting on my nerves.
We're getting on our nerves too. I mean, all three of us. We need some social distancing in the family, you know?
Oh, yeah. So I mean,
it's a lot.
Like, if I have to watch Trolls World Tour one more time.
Oh, my gosh. And well, how old is your son?
He's 7.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, at least he's old enough that he can kind of a little bit play by himself sometimes. I mean, I know people who have really little kids, and it's hands on all day long. It's a lot.
But there is, yeah, and it is, and he's 7, and they're having this. He's bordering that line between cute and annoying now.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, or he should. It's before when he would do bad things, it was so charming and sweet. And now you're just like, okay, enough.
Exactly. So I'm curious. Look, I hate to bury the lead here. I am, like I said, I am a fan. All right. I listened to the last episode of your podcast. I'm curious. I have a few boss questions, if you don't mind.
Sure.
How, by the grace of God, he's still alive during this pandemic?
He's, I don't know, I heard him on the roof the other day, and I was like, this is it, and here we go. But he managed to come down safely. He's doing all right. He's actually, I think, he's right here. Should you talk to him? I'm going to put you on speaker.
Who are you talking to?
Talking to Sam.
Sam who, Al?
No, he's got a podcast called Talking to Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
Good, I guess. What's going on? Where's your podcast out of?
We're out of Detroit.
Oh. the Motor City. We were in Detroit. That was one of our last tour dates, was in Detroit.
Yeah, that Creeps with Kids tour. Yeah, I got a chance to see you guys. You guys rocked it. And I guess I could tell you right now, man, I had a great time. And, man, I'm glad we were able to see you guys live before everything just went crazy.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We had a good time. I don't – I kind of remember the venue because we did so many – yeah, I remember. We had a meet and greet, so that was before everything went down, because if it went down, we wouldn't – we did one show without a meet and greet, and then that was the last one we ever did. But I'm a big fan of Detroit. And hopefully, after this is all said and done, Mark Ridley's club will close. So,
oh, come on.
I'm only kidding. I worked there years ago, so it was a good club. Anyhow, were you guys broadcasting from home?
Yeah, we're doing the whole thing from home because, you know, pandemic.
Yeah, well, listen, good luck in this. I added nothing to your show, so I'm sorry.
But no, that's cool, man. I'm a fan, so she just wanted to say, hey, we were talking about Bonnie with the new Bird Calls album, and I'm glad you were around, and I could just say hey to you.
All right, also, too, our roast, Voss Roast, is free on YouTube. Go to YouTube and watch Voss. You'll see a great roast. I'm going to open a package and go wash my hands.
Do your thing, man. Thanks.
Thanks.
There, the very exciting Rich Voss. What am I supposed to say?
But I'm glad you guys are doing okay. I listened to the last episode, and quite honestly, I listened to the track off Bird Calls where it's like Nuts in Bed, and I was just like, you know what? I can see that.
That's so true. That's not made up. That's real.
No, that's completely real. I was doing a little IG stalking too. Right now, you're like, I read the book. It's crazy because, like I said, I am a fan. But like when I read your book and how you grew up with humble beginnings, and now it looks like you're using this pandemic to kind of like, I know
it's so funny. It's like, what is this, like, just all made for me to like get back to my roots, you know?
Like, but you're crazy. Crushing it. That's the thing. Like, you're making masks. If this IG picture is correct, you got a mask business.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not a really good sewer, but yes, we've been making masks. I made masks for Rich's other kids, they're adults, and for everyone in my family, and I have a couple extra masks, but they're not great, you know. They're, I guess, they're better than a scarf around your face. I'll say that.
Hey,
but I'm gonna.
It works.
Sorry. Yeah, they. I mean, I hope they work. I don't know. So far, so good.
Also, before I let you go, I just wanted to, I have a few questions. Obviously, I want to talk about your other works, like Women Aren't Funny. I watched that documentary when it came out, and I got a chance to kind of peek through it again since you're, you know, going to be calling in. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, do some of the stuff that you tackled in the documentary way back when, does that still happen, or have people kind of lightened up a little bit more with female comedy?
I feel like it's kind of gotten weirder even, you know. Maybe it's just because it's all come to light or people are talking about it more, you know. It's or maybe women aren't putting up with so much shit. I have no idea, but it still feels very relevant. The one thing I love about that documentary is it really, like, you love the O&A days. I mean, it captures that. It's like a moment in time. You know, we go into the O&A studios. We talk to a lot of those comedians. That was like such a gift to be able to do that documentary because, we had nobody telling us what to do. We just made this thing that we wanted to make without, you know, having to answer to anyone. It was pretty great. It's very rare, in this business that you get to do that. So I feel lucky that we have that.
I mean, it still works, it's still relevant, but I was always curious because I always thought, I mean, I didn't necessarily think, I mean, like, I love women comedy, I just like comedy in general, I don't care where it's coming from,
right.
But it's unfortunate that people still think that way, or like how you say, it's getting a little bit worse, or I would think that would be the wake-up call that people would need.
I think at the time when it came out, there was some criticism that we had, you know, that it wasn't necessary, that women were already equal and the same. And now we realize, like, that's really untrue, you know, that especially, like, with stuff like pay equality, it's you know, there's a huge pay gap still in stand-up, as is, like, a lot of different professions. And, you know, women are still sort of treated worse, I guess, in terms of, like, the Me Too movement. A lot of it sort of was comedy. Why is comedy ground zero for that movement? It's kind of crazy, you know, when you think about it. But I don't know. I watched Louis C.K.'s special, and I really liked it. And then now I'm reading Woody Allen's autobiography. So I don't know. Maybe I'm not a good feminist.
No, I mean, like, that. I think that, to some degree, makes you more of a feminist. If that's weird, because not only are you reading and you're first of all, you're supporting your friends. I don't know how you're supporting your friends and, I guess, colleagues, if to put it like that.
Yes, right.
But in the same token, my whole definition of feminism is choice. You know what this person was about, and you chose to still watch the special or read the book. It's your choice that you want to do that, just like it's your choice not to put up with it if you were on the other side. So there you go.
You know what? That's a great way to put it. It's, because I do feel like sometimes you're kind of put in this, you know, in this category where it's like, you know, you're politicizing everything you do. So if I watch Louis C.K.'s special, then suddenly I'm pro. You know, I'm like, somebody called Kurt Metzger once the pro-rape comic because he stood up for someone. It's like so crazy that you would, just for watching or ingesting some kind of, you know, artwork, that you'd be on the side of rape.
That's exactly what it is. Like, I like Kurt and he makes some jokes, but the whole point of comedy is to take that thing that isn't that funny, find the funny in it, and make it funny. That's the whole point.
I agree. Totally.
And
to make it less powerful, you know?
That's what makes it powerful. And quite honestly, that's going to be the smartest thing I say all day.
You're very deep. I had no idea coming into this how deep you would be.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to be either. So
I love it.
But Bonnie, before I get out, and this is totally a fanboy question, like I said, I can't follow that up with anything smarter. Total fanboy question. I have been looking for this, and but will we ever get a chance to see the vehicle, anything boys can do?
I keep thinking I should put it on YouTube at some point. I'm going to revisit that. I'll talk to the executive producer today, and I'll ask her, because there's other, that thing did get paid for by other people, so I do have an answer to some people. But it's so good and it's so funny. Nikki Glaser is amazing in it, and I always made it hoping somebody would want to make a feature film out of it, and there's been a few little bites. So maybe if I put it online, somebody will see it and want to do it. We'll see.
That's cool. I mean, like, the trailer's great, and I know you guys were shopping around the festivals before all of this stuff happened, and then now is like, okay, so what do we do now? Because quite honestly, I just wanted to see it. I mean, especially now since everyone's is ingesting all forms of content, so...
You know what's so interesting about this pandemic? It's like every day I go check for movies on Netflix and on, you know, iTunes, and you're like, please, somebody give me something that I can watch here. You know, it's like I've never put such stock in other people before. You know, it's like, you know, you suddenly are so grateful for people making entertainment.
And that is the sentiment that's been keeping this podcast rolling for 10 years.
Yeah.
But Bonnie, I want to thank you so much. We're wrapping it up. You just give us a few moments. Obviously, the album is called Bird Calls. I'm going to put this on all of my socials so people will check it out. But speaking of socials, what are yours? Go Bonnie McFarlane, plug away.
I'm at Bonnie McFarlane on Twitter and at Bonnie McFarlane on Instagram. So I hope people come and, you know, start following me. I got a lot of stuff, a lot of content.
And we need it now. So, Bonnie, thank you so much. And I wish you, and to a much lower extent, Boss, the best that you guys can do. I hope we make it through this thing, throughout this pandemic. We ride this out, and you come back greater, more powerful, stronger. Much success to you.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Sam. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you later. Thanks, Bonnie.